Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. And the enemy trying to
to take away our praise? No way.
Thank you. Coming to you live tonight, praise God, and nothing like calling up on the name of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. God's favorite ministry is reaching out to you and you, how you and you, and whatever you are going through. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls or some type of sickness or illness or whatever you may be going through? May be slain by the bullet, but God's favorites are here. We are here reaching out to you and letting you know that we love you. We love you, and we are here for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me. Oh, he didn't leave anybody out. He didn't leave anybody out. He said, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, God said, I'll give you rest. And he told us, hallelujah, to pray ye one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't we glad that we have a master, a savior, as the lady just said, and his name is Jesus. And we can call upon that name. Praise God. Well, let us go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in your name, in your name, in your name, Father God, we come before you, Lord God. Lord, first asking you to forgive us of our sins, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are forgiving God, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon you and you will hear us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love. We thank you, oh God, for every mother, oh God, that have lost their children in some type of way, but they really haven't lost them, God. The devil was just trying to have a heyday, God. But God, oh God, they are in your hands, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you, oh God, Father God, for your love, God, that's steady, just, oh God, overshadowing, overpowering us, oh God. You are more than enough, oh God. Hallelujah. And we can depend upon you, God. And we thank you for everyone that's coming on tonight, God. We thank you for everyone that has come on. Father God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Oh, praise God, for he's anointing you, oh, yes, to do his will. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever, forever. This is not a short-time thing, y'all. Not a short. God, when God says something, it's done deal. It's a done deal. Praise God. And I just thank God for each one of you, name by name, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever, praise God, hallelujah. Well, most of you know, if you weren't on some of the previous shows, this is my last Sunday in this month, and half of next month, I'm going on mission to India, and I'm going to be gone for a month. I'm going to miss you all. I'm going to miss my program. Praise God. I'll miss each one of you all that comes on. Praise God. I know some of you all was not on last week. Praise God, but you are on this week. And I just thank you for coming on. Pray for me as I goes to India. Praise God. Hallelujah. God opened the door for me to go to. You know, wherever God opened up the door for you to go, and if God tells you to go, you need to go because you don't know what God has in store for you. And that's what our lesson is going to be back. We're going to continue from where we left off last week. Praise God. Hallelujah. But first, we want to take the prayer request, and we're going to ask, if anyone have a prayer request, please press 1 on your phone right now. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, please press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to agree in prayer. And we're going to ask Minister Felicia Keys, would she be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise yes, God. Ma'am.
Thank you so much, my dear. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you want, oh, we got a praying woman on here, y'all, if you need prayer tonight, please press 1 on your phone, and she'll be glad, and I'll be glad to agree, and I know the rest of them on the line will be in agreement as well, praise God. So we got to pray, because the enemy is trying to, oh, yeah, he's trying to pull each one of us away, maybe in different ways. But guess what? The prayers of the righteous avail as much. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad and so happy in Jesus. Praise God. You know, y'all might think, hey, she just hyped up all the time. But no, it's the God in me. Hallelujah. I just love to praise the Lord. I might not praise him well enough to suit you, but it's enough to suit my Savior. Hallelujah. Because he's the one made me like this. Yeah, I didn't make myself. You didn't make yourself, praise God. So you just got to rejoice in the Lord God, your Savior. So I see one hand up, praise God, and we want to pray for that hand, praise God. And that's Minister Bowman. And then we'll go on next. Praise God. Go for it, Minister Bowman.
Good evening, everybody. I'm just continuing asking prayer for me and my family and my brother, Charles Travis. He's have pneumonia now, and he have one lung. He lost his lung during World War I in the Army. So y'all just pray the strength of his children and for his siblings, his little man. So thank you all for being faithful prayer warriors in my family. Amen.
All right. Sister Lily May Sosa, go forth.
Oh, yes.
I thank God for the prayer line, and we're going to miss you, Sister Vivian, but we thank God for the mission. Tonight, let's continue to pray for my sister-in-law, Mabel Maxwell. I did get to speak with her. She woke up, and there, about 5 o'clock, I got a chance to speak with her, but she's still woozy, yo. She just told me, I'm going to be all right, I'm going to be all right. And I could feel she's going back to sleep. But I was glad to hear that she could talk. And so continue to pray for her. She's in the hospital out in Detroit, Michigan. And continue to lift up me and my five boys. Yes, yeah, she's in Detroit. Amen.
Okay. Amen. All right, we have Sister Rebecca. I was about to give you a prayer request, but you are here. Sister Rebecca? No, that's Sister Taylor. Go for it, Sister Taylor.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. My prayer request is the same, to keep the Taylor family in prayer. And Sister Vivian, we're going to miss you, so we pray that you have a safe trip going and a safe trip coming back, and bring back great testimonies for the Lord that would encourage us to go on and to do the work of the Lord. Thank God that God opened up that door for you to go to India. I hope to do that one day. Amen. God bless
you. Come with me the next summer. You come with me the next summer. Amen.
Oh.
Praise
Keep me in mind.
Okay. Amen. All right. All right. Sister Rebecca called in, and she said they had phone lines was down. Also, keep her and her family in prayer. Praise God. So that was one of the calls that came in tonight. Hallelujah. And I think that's all I see with the hand up. Praise God. Just thanking God for all of you all on. Praise God. It just makes my heart glad. All right. Go for it, Sister Felicia.
Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come to you on this evening, Father God. Father God, I ask that Felicia decrease and you increase, dear Lord. Father God, it's praying time all over the world. We're all standing in need of prayer, dear Lord. Father God, Minister Bozeman is praying for her family, dear Lord. She's praying for her brother, Charles Travis, Father God. Father God, she asks that you just be with them, Lord. Bless them. Continue and help him. He was wounded when he was in the war, dear Lord. Father God, she's lifting him up to you and her entire family, dear Lord. Father God, be with that Bozeman family. Father God, Mother Stokes is coming to prayer this evening, Lord. She's praying for her sister-in-law, Mabel. Mabel Maxwell, dear Lord, continued healing for her body, dear Lord. Father God, she's praying for herself and her five boys as well, Father God, thanking you for what you have done for her son, Bernard, Father God. Father God, Sister Rebecca is calling in for prayer, dear Lord. Father God, we're lifting her up and her phone line. We pray that the phone lines be restored. She's lifting up her entire family, dear Lord. Be with them, Lord. Strengthen them. You know what each and everyone stand in need of, dear Lord. Father God, Mother Taylor is calling in. Her prayer request remains the same, dear Lord. She's praying for her family, dear Lord. Father God, you know what each and everyone stands in the need of, dear Lord. Father God, I'm lifting up Pastor Vivian and her mission trip to India, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that when they go over there, Father God, they touch the lives of many. Some be saved, dear Lord. Father God, they have traveling grace and mercy, dear Lord. Father God, protection, dear Lord. But Father God, most of all, we're praying that souls will be saved, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for all those mothers whose children are behind prison walls, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch them. Give them strength, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go behind those prison walls, Lord, and touch as only you could touch, Father God. Save as only you could save, dear Lord. Let them come out a different way than the way they went in, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying, Lord. We're praying for the mothers who have children that are disobedient, dear Lord. Father God, young children, middle-aged children, young adults. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength, Lord, in the wisdom in how to deal with their children, Father God. We ask that they get help in dealing with them. Father God, we ask those children that the children just turn around, Lord, and stop being disobedient and start praying, Lord. Believe in what their parents are saying, Lord. Father God, the mother is praying for her children, Lord. Father God, let them feel that prayer that's going up for them, Father God. We're asking that you just save our children, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for, we're thanking God. We're thanking you, Lord, for what you have done for the football player, Damar Hamilton, Father God, and how his incident have caught the nation to start praying, dear Lord, coming together and being in unity. Father God, we pray for continued unity, Lord. Lord, unify us, Lord. Help us to become one, dear Lord. Help us to serve you the way that we should be serving you, dear Lord. Father God, those that have silent requests that they don't want to make known to others, you know what's in their heart. You know what's in their mind. You know what they're praying for. Father God, those that can't sleep at night worried about this or worried about that, Father God, we ask that you be with them. Father God, I'm lifting up Mother Paulina Martin, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch her body. Heal, Lord, as only you can heal. Regulate that blood pressure, Lord. Father God, all that's going on with her, Father God, we know one touch from you is all she needs, dear Lord. You could just turn everything around. You can heal and restore back to health, dear Lord. We ask that you give her renewed strength, Lord Jesus. We're praying for Mother Gwen in Chicago, dear Lord, as she's trying to help Mother Pauline and others, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just cover this woman with your precious blood. Father God, we're lifting up pastors and leaders everywhere, dear Lord. Give them strength in how to lead us, dear Lord. Give them the wisdom, Lord. Save them, Lord. Let them repent if they're not doing correct, dear Lord. Father God, we're just praying, Lord. We're praying for everyone, the gun violence, dear Lord. Father God, I lift up the homeless to you, dear Lord. Father God, let them accept help when help is offered. Father God, give them shelter. Help them to find shelter in the rain, Lord. Warmth in the cold, dear Lord. But Father God, let them be obedient to your word, Lord. When someone offered them work, Lord, let them accept it. Let them realize that it could be someone else, that they don't have to be ashamed because they fell on hard times. Father God, we're lifting up the nursing home residents, dear Lord, and the elderly. Father God, we ask that the workers and our caregivers treat them as if they're serving you, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that they be humble when they're treating them. Father God, we ask that they just show humility and respect, dear Lord. Father God, do what it is they're supposed to do, but do it in a way that you would be pleased with them, Father God. Father God, we just thank you. Send someone to those nursing homes also to lend a helping hand, to help out, to let the residents know they're not forgotten, dear Lord. They're not thrown away, dear Lord. Put a smile on their face, Father God. Let them read the Bible to them. Play a game with them or something. Give them a pair of socks, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing tonight and every day, dear Lord. We thank you. I thank you, dear Lord, for healing my body, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I was able to attend church today for the first time in over 4 months, dear Lord. I thank you for that, dear Lord. I thank you for your grace and mercy you've shown each and every one of us. Father God, different prayers that haven't came forth, but someone may have wanted to say, Father God, you know what those is. Heal the nation, dear Lord. Give us strength to do your will. Help us to hear what it is you're saying to us, dear Lord. Lord, order our steps and let us walk in those steps that you have ordered. Father God, we ask them for unity and humbleness, Lord. Father God, let us be humble. Lord, let us be speedily do what it is that you've called us to do. Let us lend that helping hand. When you say move, let us move, Lord. Let us not waver, Lord. Let us do what it is that you want us to do. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for sparing our lives. We thank you for what you're going to do for our families. We thank you for the strength you're going to give us to withstand whatever it is that you allow to happen, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for those that's in bereavement. Father God, be their comforter, dear Lord. Father God, give them strength like none other. Comfort their broken hearts, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you. Let them realize you make no mistakes, dear Lord. Father God, and that all is well, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord, for those that's waiting on kidneys, that they're coming. those that you are, you will restore the kidney in their body. We thank you for the organs, for the heart transplants. We thank you for these blood transfusions, whether it's blood from someone else or a blood transfusion through you, Lord. Purify us, dear Lord. Lord, make us whole. Make us the way that you want us so that we can continue to reach someone. Give us the strength to withstand what it is that you allow to happen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing. It's in your name, Jesus, that I lift up everyone's prayer request, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank and praise you enough, dear Lord, but I thank you, Lord, in spite of everything that may be going on with each and every one of us or in our families, we still yet say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you the highest praise because you are worthy, dear Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. It's in Jesus' name I'm praying for everyone in their situations, their prayer requests that were known and the ones that are not spoken. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Only one other person, Minister Sharon is not on tonight, and I'm concerned, so say a little prayer for Minister Sharon because she's been having some health problems.
Father God, we come to you once again. We're lifting up Minister Sharon, Father God. Father God, you know what's going on with her, dear Lord. Father God, she wasn't able to get on the line, but you know, Lord. She comes all the time, dear Lord. Father God, whatever is ailing her in her body, Father God, touch, Lord, touch this woman of God, Father God. Heal, Lord, heal as only you can heal. Lord, we know one touch from you is all it takes. We're lifting up Minister Sharon. Give her peace in her mind, Lord. Give her peace in the situations that she's dealing with. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you that she will get the victory. She will have the victory in you, dear Lord. She will be able to tell of the goodness, Lord. We thank you for the miracles you're working in her body. We thank you for the miracles you're working in her life. We thank you for that miracle you're working in all situations pertaining to her, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that she will be able to testify to someone, telling of your goodness, Lord, sharing what she's been through, letting them know that they can make it, they can go through it as well, dear Lord. If you've done it for one, you'll do it for another. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you, dear Lord, for all you're doing for Minister Sharon. Father God, we ask that you just be a comforter. In the quietness of the hours, Lord, just whisper to her, Lord. Whisper, Lord. We thank you for that she will hear that whisper. Thank you for the touch you're giving her. Thank you for that strength. We just thank you for holding her up. Thank you for letting her know she's not alone, dear Lord. She's not alone and she's not forgotten, Father God. We just thank you for Minister Sharon and all that you're going to do for her. It's in Jesus' name we're praying for her, her situation and her health. Restore her health, Lord. Father God, use this great woman of God for your glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we lift her up to you. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You touched it. You touched it. The Spirit, let her
yes,
know that
yes.
She's not alone. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Minister Jackie Keys, can you give us a song, please?
Miracle worker. Miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Destiny changer, you are destiny changer. Come and change a destiny today. Come and change a destiny today. Powerful healer, you are a powerful healer. Come and heal so powerful today. Let us see your power flow today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Father. Your name is Father. You are miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is loving. Your name is loving. You are miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle worker. You are a miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today.
Hallelujah. Miracle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Jackie Key. Thank you so much for that lovely song. Thank you, Minister Felicia Keys. I'm getting in backward. Thank you, Minister Felicia Keys, for that great prayer for each one. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are just so thankful for what you all do on this program. Praise God. And I know it's reaching out to others when you reach out. Praise God. Praise sing. And whatever you do, praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Well, last week we started on the subject, go. And I spoke because some of you all was not on last Sunday. I try to get a word from the Lord every first of the year to bring to you. Last year was watch, and we studied on watch, to be a watchman, to watch in every area, and truly God had us on watch. This year is go. Lord is sending me to go, and I don't know how he's going to send you, what he wants to do in you, but God always wants us to go do something because he wants us to be busy about his Father's business. Praise God. He don't want us to be slowful in these times. We have things to do for the Lord. And I don't know where he may have you to go, because I did not plan to go to India. It wasn't my plan, but it came up for me to go to India. Praise God. And I've never gone on mission trip no more than 2 weeks, but this time it's 4 weeks. And I'm saying, wow, I'm going to be out of my house. And then I had to check myself, and I say, Lord, I said, wherever you send me, I will go. Praise God. So we're going to look at first, we mentioned it last week, but we didn't really get into it. We're going to go back to the beginning where God, hallelujah, told Abraham in chapter 12, he made a covenant with Abraham. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. And I know we all familiar with this passage. Praise God. But I'm just trying to bring out the message that I'm going to do tonight. He said, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and from your father's house into a land that I will show you. And I will make a great nation of you, and I will bless you. And I said to you last week, when God tells you to go somewhere, God wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He wants you to do his will. And if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So he told Abraham, I will, if you just do what I say do, just get away from your kindred. And Abraham sojourned, and he went, not knowing where he was going to have to go. But let me tell you, Abraham obeyed God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse them who curse you. And you shall, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord spoke unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And I'm just going to pass through because we got some more scriptures here. But Abraham obeyed God. And he went into that far country. And God told him what to do. Even when he got there, he told Abraham to even build an altar. And he pitched an altar and a tent there. And he obeyed God. Then he went on to Egypt. Praise God. And there, God blessed him again. Praise God. So I'm saying to us tonight, wherever you may be, in your home, in your Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, that means in your, or anywhere around your home, wherever God's going to send you abroad, you never know what God's going to do, what door is going to open up for you. Just always be open to the Lord this year. Be open and hear what the Lord has to say to the church. Praise God. Now let's go to Luke 10 and 37. Luke 10 and 37 says, and he says, he who show mercy on him, let him, then Jesus said unto him, go and do thy likewise. Now this was pertaining, praise God, to the Good Samaritan. When you go back and read that chapter 10, praise God, it was pertaining, you know what I'm trying to bring out here, praise God, hallelujah, because you know we have short time and I be trying to get a lot in, praise God, but you don't know whether God, now there was so many people, I think about two or three people passed up this man laying there, and God sent the Good Samaritan to go there and take care of him. You don't know who God, now see, you might not go afar, but God might be calling you to take care of somebody right around your area. Hallelujah. So God sent the Good Samaritan, and the Samaritan showed mercy on the man, and Jesus said unto him, go thy, told us, and he said, go and do likewise. We ought to do likewise. We got to show some compassion for somebody that we might not want to show compassion. We may have to do some things for some people that we might not feel like doing. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture here, Isaiah 6, 8 through 11. Isaiah 6. 8 through 11. Praise God. Got it marked right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. God just speaks to his people, and he wants us to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Praise God. And it reads as thus. Praise God. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Here am I. And I always say to the Lord, here am I, send me. God makes a way for us. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is going to be there with us. He's going to lead us and guide us. And he said, go, tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat. We are to make the heart of the people fat. And make their ears heavy. We ought to put the word on people so much that their ears will be heavy. And shut their eyes lest they see with their eyes or hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. There is something will take place. They are to be converted and be healed and set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what God desires. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitation and the houses without man and the land be utterly desolate. Now here we are. God made him stay there for some time. Sometimes we just want to ask God a question. He asked God a question.
He said, how long? God don't want us to question him. God wants us to trust him. How long is you going to have me in this place? Like I said, I don't want to go for a month, but he's going to have me over this place in for 1 month. And I was studying this. I said, oh, Lord, I won't ask why. I'm just going, God, because you opened the door for me to go. Lord, I thank you. Because he said in everything to give thanks, but this is the will that concerneth him. This ain't about us. It ain't about how our flesh feels or what we want to do. It's all what we want to do for Christ will last. Praise God. The only thing that's going to last is what you do for Christ. In John 9:4, God told the blind man to go wash. I said, go. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. If that man wouldn't have went and washed, he was never could see. But he got up and, now I know sometimes some people will say, that's crazy. I'm not going to do that. I don't know whether that's God or not. I don't know whether I should do that or not. But he told that man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. We have to be obedient to God. When God sends us, we can't receive unless we obey. God wants to do what God wants to do in our lives. We have to obey for to receive from him. In Romans 10:15, God wants all of us to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. All of us is not apt from going and doing and obeying. He wants all of us. Go read Romans 10:15. He wants all of us to spread the word of God. No matter where it might be or what door opens or right in your home or in your neighborhood or in the next city. You might travel out of your home and just go from here to Houston or from Houston to New Orleans or to Texas or Chicago or up there where my cousin Joyce is. In Indiana, and so glad to see her on tonight. Praise God. I wish she could have gone over when the prayer team came up that way. Praise God. They tell me they have a hallelujah break time. I couldn't make it, but oh, my cousin Joyce, you should have joined in with that team. They showed me clips of it. They had a wonderful time in the Lord in Indiana. But you see, they went. We don't know what God had in store and what God did up there. Only God knows the heart of man. What am I saying to you tonight? I'm saying that the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20, is said, praise God. I'm going to go back over there. Praise God. Matthew 28, and we mentioned this one last week, but I'm just going to briefly mention it again. Praise God. I believe all of you all know it. Praise God. 28:19, and I just wanted to mention a few scriptures that I didn't mention last week. Praise God. But Matthew 28:19, he said, go therefore and teach all nations. He didn't leave the nations out, y'all. Somebody got to go to the nations. And it might be one of you next time. I don't know. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. God didn't say he was going to leave you if he sent you somewhere. He said he was going to be with you always, wherever you go. Wherever your feet shall trod, God's going to be there. When I come back from India, then I have a pastor coming here from Ghana, and he's going to be with me. And he didn't say how long yet, but maybe a couple of weeks or a month, I don't know. But this is how God does. And so I am going to, be a servant to him. When I used to go to Ghana on mission field, when I first met him, he was a servant. He wasn't a pastor then. But now he's grown up, and I used to see him sitting out, and I hated to see him sitting out being a servant. Oh, he would serve us so, I can't explain it. But I hated to see that. But now he's still a servant, but he's a pastor now, and he's pastoring in Ghana, and he's going to come over in the States, and he's going to be in the States for so many months. But I will host him and try to get into some churches around here. But you see, that's the way God does. As I said to you earlier, to the nations. You don't know where God going to send you, to the nations. Be ready to go and do what God commands you to do. I also mentioned to you last week, for those that did not hear, in Matthew 17 and 24, sometimes when God sends you, and I can't say sometimes because it's all the time, when God sends you, he wants to bless you. The blessings of the Lord is upon you when you obey God, and he sends you on a mission. Let's go to that scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 17 and 24. And it reads as thus. Praise. It's called miraculous in my Bible. It said it's miraculous provision. That's what God does. And God don't just bless you just to throw something at you. No, he's gonna open up and pour out to you. Miraculous provision. And let's read that. And when they were coming to Capernaum, that they received tribute money, came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" And he said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the king of the earth take customs or tribute? Are their own children or strangers?" Peter said to him, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto him, "Then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them." Guess what he told them to do? "Go thou into the sea, Galilee. Cast a hook." Look what he told them to go do. "And take up the fish. The first one comes up." Don't go playing around saying I'm going to get the biggest one or the one, the prettiest one. No, take the first one that comes up. And when you have received, open his mouth and you shall find a piece of money. Ooh, and people say the Bible don't take up or talk about money. Yes, it does. Because that's the way we live, by money. "You shall find a piece of money. Take that money and give it to them for me and you." You know what that "give it to them" for? You are to pay your tithe. And God's going to give you plenty to go pay your tax or whatever you got to do. That's what my Bible says. Enough to pay the taxes and both Peter and Christ Jesus. God's going to give you enough this year if you just obey and go and do what he said do. Praise God. There's plenty enough out here. God is not slack of anything. He just wants you to be obedient and go. ponder in your heart and ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me to do this year? Lord, don't let me lose out on anything. Don't let me be sleeping and lose out on anything that you would have me to do. Lord, say, Lord, I'll go. Lord, I'll go. I'll do what you want me to do. God sent his son for us. And what he did, he saved us. Jesus came down and he saved us of our sins. And he want us to go and do likewise. You ever thought about that? He told his son to go. And he want us to go do likewise. Just like he told his son. Jesus sends his disciples, as we see, in different places. He sent them 2 by 2. He sent out the 12. He sent out the 70. And each one went out and obeyed. And as they went, the blessings, God just provided so much. I don't know how God want to provide for you. It might not be money, but it could be money. I'm not God, but I know what his word said. His word just said that they received. When Abraham went over, he just was blessed so much. It might be a healing. It may be to help some mother, child that's in trouble. She may be hurting so bad, maybe she don't want to talk about it, but if she have you, we just mentioned you might have to go into a place where it's quiet, just a one-on-one, and talk to her and love her, be a servant, what I'm saying, to her. Let her know that you love her. Hold a hand. You might have to go into a courtroom. Praise God. I might have to cut it off again. You might have to go into a courtroom and with some mother. You may have to go and pray for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. A father. You might have to pray for some mother's son. Hallelujah. But God is telling us to go. That's my word to you. God is speaking and saying to you to go. He told Jonah to go. And you see what happened to Jonah. He fell upon hard time, but God saved him. Praise God. God is so merciful. He's so gracious. Praise God. Again, I just want to thank you all for coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Pray for me as I go, and I know you will, and I'm going to miss you all, but God going to have me back here quicker than that time's going to pass so fast. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace in Jesus' name. I'll be leaving on Tuesday, and I will return on the 12th of February. Praise God. God bless each one of you. I love you.
Love you too. Be blessed.
Yes, love you too. Be blessed. Be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Amen. I'm just believing God for each one of you all for the best this year. I'm just believing God for the best for you for this year. Praise God. Bless you, Minister Gwen. Bless you. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Praise God. Love you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless
you. Good night. Thanks, Kevin.